Hey everyone, it's Sean. Scott and I were in Orlando this week for the Orlando Police Department's press conference marking the 12-year anniversary of Jennifer's disappearance. So, while we're not publishing a regular episode this week, we did want to make sure everyone had a chance to hear the comments from the Orlando Police, as well as Jennifer's family. If you were already able to catch that live or catch up earlier this week, you've already heard what we're about to play. But we did want to publish it here on the podcast feed as well, because we know many of you probably did not. I'll share a couple thoughts after as well, including a petition that's been set up to encourage OPD to make Jennifer's case cold. But I'll go ahead and play the press conference as well as comments by Jennifer's family first, and then we can get to that. Keep in mind that the audio quality fluctuates, so we do realize that there are parts that are difficult to hear, but we did clean it up the best that we can. Let's start with the official Orlando Police Department press conference, which was a brief 15 minutes. What you're about to hear took place across the street from the Huntington on the Green. Remember, that's where Jennifer's car was abandoned. They'd also parked a city bus in the background. It had been wrapped with text and photos declaring that Jennifer Kessie is still missing. Here's the audio.
All right, everyone set?
Well, good morning, and thank you for being here to mark this somber anniversary. Before I get started, I also want to acknowledge some of the folks, some of the visitors who have come here as well, some families with Liz and Joe Ocasio, parents of Tracy Ocasio, Felicia.
This is Orlando Police Chief John Mina
Suarez, and also Gail Parker, stepmom to Michelle Parker. It's been 12 years since the disappearance of Jennifer Kessie, and I'm joined here today by her parents, Drew and Joyce Kessie, and their son, Logan Kessie. Orlando Police Department Detective Teresa Sprague, and also Crime Line Executive Director Barb Bergen, as well as CEO from Lynx, Eddie Johnson. At the Orlando Police Department, we never stop searching for missing persons. But today we're announcing an enhanced focus on the Jennifer Kessie investigation and renewing our plea for anyone with information to come forward and help us solve this case. So I'm going to update you on some of the steps the Orlando Police Department is taking in this investigation. You know, through the years, the public's interest in this case has not waned. That is due in large part to Drew and Joyce, and who have been committed to keeping this case in the public eye. And it's worked. This case continues to generate tips. In fact, we received more than 160 tips in the last 5 years, and we just received one this year on January 16th. So I'm announcing today that Orlando Police Department Detective Teresa Sprague will focus exclusively on this case. She's going to pour through the thousands of pages of documents and case files and the hundreds of tips with a fresh set of eyes. We are also announcing today that the crime line reward has been up to $15,000. You see the bus behind us, which our community partners at Lynx have wrapped with Jennifer's photo, a photo of the person of interest, and the increased reward information. Thank you for helping us spread awareness in this case. I also want to acknowledge Outfront Media and its representative, Courtney Karolik, which is providing us with space on more than a dozen digital billboards throughout the region. I'm told this morning 18. And I want to thank the Florida Department of Law Enforcement for housing Detective Sprague in their headquarters and extending all the available resources to her, including agents from all over the state. I'll close by saying that we'll never stop looking for Jennifer. I was working the night she went missing. I remember talking to Drew on the phone, and I remember hearing the voice of a very concerned and upset father, and I'll never forget it. Her parents, all those who love her, deserve answers, and we will continue to work hard to provide those answers. So this time I'd like to invite Drew Kessie to address the media, and he's going to be followed by Detective Sprague.
Thank you, Chief, and I want to thank all of you, first right off the bat. But first of all, Joyce, I love you so much, and you are truly the strength that keeps us all together, and you are the rock of our family. And I truly love you. Without this, please, I'd be nothing. The immortal words of Glenn Frey of the Eagles, there's a fine line between the American dream and the American nightmare. I think Jennifer Kessie has experienced both sides of that fine line, and unfortunately, we're on the nightmare side of that right now. I don't know what to say or do after 12 years. We sit back and we say, well, I think we've done everything. How can we sit and touch someone's heart just enough to make the call? Maybe this will be it. I don't know. We've tried so many things. We've tried everything, rewards, pleading. I've begged I don't know how many years at this time of year and completely going on. But I think at this point, 12 years later, I'm going to ask for cooperation. Cooperation from this community, that they have done nothing but give us cooperation. We need that continued cooperation. We need those continued tips to be called in. And in fact, if you've called a tip in the last 12 years and you don't think it's been worked, call it in again, please. Please do that for us. Because maybe you feel it's important. Maybe the people behind us didn't. Make it feel important again. Go right ahead and do it. They'll take it. Believe me. And then we're asking for cooperation from our authorities. We have cooperated every step of the way for 12 years, trying to do whatever is asked of us, trying to get our loved one back, Jennifer. So now we're going to ask them for cooperation and maybe some of the things that we would like to do and we would like to see. And we hope they're open about it, because they need to be open about it, because we need to do anything possible to bring home Jennifer. And she's not alone. I have to say in closing, I'd like to read a list off the Orlando PD website for all those missing in Orlando. Because although we're here today for Jennifer, we are advocates for those who cannot speak for themselves. The missing, the abducted, the exploited, the trafficked, and the unidentified. They're all mixed in there together. And we want you to remember these people too today, because they have to be found and brought home. And they are Tracy Ocasio, Yesenia Suarez, Michelle Parker, Trenton Duckett, Michelle Bell, Lakeisha Martinez, Jessica Vargas Beatriz, Jessica Ramirez, Jennifer Boone, Jacqueline Hernandez, Heaven Miller, Haley Cummins, Garcia Grandez, Fanny Narvarez, Emma Vaughn, Destre Reinhardt, Dennis Martin, Ashante Creighton, Amandeep Singh, Alexis Little, and someone who's been missing very long in the state of Florida, Tiffany Sessions. All these people need your help. And please give something to them if you can, as you've given to Jennifer. And again, we thank you so much, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Good morning, and I want to reiterate what Mr. Kessie just said. Whatever agency is working those cases, please, if you know anything about those missing people, we implore you to call Crimeline or call those agencies and those detectives. It is not lost on me, after 12 years, what an enormous task this will be. Some of our most experienced detectives have been assigned to this case. I'm the next person in charge of it, and I look forward to the opportunity. I want to start from the day Jennifer went missing. The day she should have shown up and went to work like every other day. We're going to start with the first week, the first few tips. Again, if you've called in tips in the past and you think that we need to take a fresh look at what you said, please call those in again. We need to know who this person of interest is. That is the key to finding Jennifer and bringing her home and giving the answers to her family that they so desperately want and deserve. We're going to start from the beginning. We're going to take a fresh look at every tip from the first day through last week and see if a pattern develops. Because there's been so many tips called in Jennifer's case over the last 12 years, it's imperative that someone take a really long look at this exclusively and see what we can figure out. Is there something we missed? It's certainly possible that there is. Is there something that's happened in the last 5 to 6 years that we need to compare to the first 2 weeks and see if a pattern develops? We need the public's help. We cannot emphasize that enough. If you know who this person of interest is, please call us. Come talk to me, and let's bring Jennifer home.
Okay, so now I think we'll take a few questions, if you have questions for me or anyone up here.
Chief, why not make this a cold case?
Well, this case is an active case. We continually investigate this case. We follow up on leads and tips, and you know, until we find her, it's going to be active. Well, one of the differences is, number one, this is the 12-year anniversary. That's why we're doing this today. But we want her to focus exclusively on this case and this case alone. You know, as you know, this is not our only crime in the city of Orlando. But I think this enhanced focus may help us you'll find something that we may have missed. And this enhanced focus will generate more information and more tips, we're hoping, from the public. And so she's going to work exclusively on this case, basically separate and away from the Orlando Police Department, away from all the distractions of her normal job.
Do you know how many tips you guys have gotten? I mean, it's 12 years, but do you have
it? Hundreds of tips, yeah. No, I will say that each tip that is received and some that you've heard about from other sources are being followed up on. And we can't go exactly into what we're doing with those because we don't want to jeopardize the investigation. But we are actively following up, and that's why Teresa is going to be doing this full time. For right now, this is what we're doing. Certainly, we will look to the future. Like I said, we never stop looking for any of our missing persons. We're constantly in search of them, constantly wanting information from the public. Many of these cases, if you've seen cases nationwide, information from the public is how these cases are solved. So anything that we can do to get more information, we're going to do.
Can you say whether you've gotten any tips because of the podcast about this case?
Yes, absolutely, and those tips are being worked.
Chief, you spoke about possibly receiving tips from people who may have submitted them before. Would you say the Orlando Police Department has made mistakes in the past on this case?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. I will just say that we are following up on all leads, and we will certainly look at additional leads that come in or tips, even if they are repeats of one before. Our main goal here is to find Jennifer, and anything we can do to facilitate, that's what we want to do.
Chief, can you recoup, you know, when you talk about 12 years in that first week, this is an unusual town because people are, in and out of Orlando so much. Can you really start from the beginning and hope to get anything from that first week?
Absolutely. It's been done before. So that's why we want to have this enhanced focus on this case, and you know, nothing's out of the realm of possibility.
Chief, in the Fox interview yesterday, the Lucas family has talked about hiring an investigators and lawyers to have more transparency between the Orlando Police Department and the family about what is being done in the case and what is being worked. Do you have any comments about that or any response to that?
Well, as far as the investigation, all of our cases are active. It's not our practice to turn over files or case notes or information to anyone in the public. We believe that could possibly jeopardize this investigation, as well as set a precedent for future investigations.
At what point would it become a cold case?
Well, you know, we're going to continue to work this case. As long as leads and information still come in, as they have in this case, there's no set time. There's no set definition. We're continuing to receive tips and leads in this case. We're continuing to work it. So, it's not a cold case.
Okay, everyone, I just want to say all these folks will be available if you want to do one-on-one interviews. We're going to wrap up.
I do have something I want to ask. So listen to this, with all due respect.
Absolutely, and our thoughts and prayers and my heart goes out to you. I know the detective, as you know, Mike Moreschi, who works that case every single day, is here. As you know, Michelle's picture is on his desk. And we never forget about Michelle either. The difference in this case, it is the 12-year anniversary. And in that case, we have named the suspect. In this case, we want to find out who this person of interest is right here wrapped on this bus. That's the purpose for this. But trust me when I tell you that the work never stops. Certainly, we want to find Michelle. We want to find all the missing persons that are in. I totally understand. And we're here. We're right here with you. We don't want it either. Thank you.
After the police had packed up and left, Jennifer's family continued talking with reporters. Keep in mind that this is a raw and unedited audio, so any foul language has not been edited out. This is Jennifer's brother, Logan.
The only reason this is going on is because we are putting pressure on them because we have attorneys involved now, and we are over it. It's been 12 years. Did they do this last year? No. The year before? No. The year before? This is a joke. This is comical, and I hope everybody can realize that. This is only being done because we have attorneys involved now, and we are on their ass because they fucked up, okay? They didn't do things right, okay?
What?
It's the facts. I'm bleeping out, guys. This is it. It's 12 years. This is a joke. This is all, everybody's standing up here behind it. It's a joke, everybody. This is a joke. Please see through it. Shannon, you know, you've been here from the beginning. You know more than anybody. This is a joke, okay? We have attorneys involved, and that's why they're doing this and showing face right now. And half the stuff you said is an absolute slap in the face. And I think we all know that. Common sense will prevail here, all right?
What was your dad not saying?
That we have attorneys involved, that we're on them, that we're pushing them.
What do you want?
We want the case. We want the files. We want to make it in our own. We want to control the case. We want to be able to have our own private investigators handle the file like it should be.
You know what he said, that's just not a good precedent.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. That's what we're wanting. That's what we're going to court for because they're in evidence. Things that they were done wrong in the beginning. We all know, guys, and we have, everybody knows the facts here, and it'll all come out, and every one of you guys will know here because we have files. They're fucked with the wrong family. We have documentation of everything from day one, okay? We have everything, and it's going to come out, and it's going to be nasty for them, okay? We know it's political. We know they have people in their back pocket, but this is all we have left. We're going to push, and we're going to get it.
You're not worried about your relationship
no,
with them?
No, it doesn't matter. We don't have a relationship, okay? We have a relationship, but guys, we are nowhere after 12 years. We are nowhere, so we don't view it as a relationship. So we want to control it now. We want it in our hands so we can try to find my sister, her daughter. It's simple, I think. Pretty common sense that everybody can read between the lines on this dog and pony show that's going on here.
Can you tell us some of the mistakes you're referring to at all?
It'll all be out, you guys. We literally have attorneys involved. Everything will be out, and you guys know. And I think a lot of the public knows things that were done wrong, guys.
You seem very frustrated when you went up there. You were obviously shaking your head.
This is an insult. This is an insult today. This is an absolute insult. My parents, look, they're older. They're more mature than me. I'll admit it. I'm immature, okay? But this is emotional. This is 12 years. This is ridiculous to me. This is a slap in the face.
No.
It's greatly appreciated. Yes, Orlando PD does some great things, but they also do some bad things, and that needs to be known too. And people need to understand that because what's happening to Tracy is other people. This is happening, guys. Okay? There's a lot of things that were done wrong, and they need to be held accountable for it, just like everybody else in the world held accountable for it. Okay?
Do you think they just didn't do it wrong?
Of course. Things that weren't done right. Things that weren't even done that should have been done. You guys all know the story. Go back, review it, and it'll all be in the public. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be made public, and we're going to have a lot of people speaking about it. Because we're going to need everybody that's been involved from day one involved in it because it's us against the city.
What are your problems now, though, with this? Any control people?
Of course. Clues. Tips. Anything. Anything. We want answers. That's it. It doesn't matter. We want answers. We want to know what is going on. We want to find the person's interest. We need something. That's it. It doesn't matter. Of course, something.
Has this been a struggle for you from the very beginning, right? I mean, John Mina wasn't the first chief here.
No, that's the thing. It's just multiple chiefs, multiple detectives. You guys all know we've been through dozens, not of chiefs, of detectives, four or five chiefs. This is a joke.
I just would like to say, Luke was 21 when Jen was taken. Fast forward 12 years. Yeah, there's a lot of anger in there. There's a lot of anger in here. There's a lot of anger from Drew. But Logan, you know, I truly has suffered greatly.
No, we all have suffered.
We all have suffered, but...
I'm just calling a spade, guys. That's it. There's no political correctness anymore. You guys need to be your biggest advocates, okay? Don't rely on OPD. I'm sorry.
No,
it's
I
the facts.
Not.
We're a prime example. You guys see this, what's going on. It's a joke. Every help of theirs is greatly appreciated, honestly. It is. It is. They do some positive. Guys, there's so many negatives. So many negatives.
You know, Logan, you know that because I connected with you guys and other families, so you know I've been on it.
Everybody
and now I'm going to get right back on it again. Michelle has been a very important person in our family, and it's a horrible loss. So we don't want it to be 12 years.
Correct.
We don't.
No, you don't.
We don't want it to be this many years.
Nope.
You know, and it is.
So. Logan, what is your push now? What is your...
Now here's Jennifer's father, Drew.
Up there that you weren't saying. What were you trying to say up there?
We need the cooperation of the Orlando... Honestly, I don't even know if it's the Orlando Police Department. We need cooperation of City Hall and the lawyers that are advising Orlando Police Department that it is time to cooperate with the Kesey family and their investigative and lawyers team. It's time for a lot of reasons. If we stand right here, we thank you for this. We actually do. But this is a blaring and glaring point that this case is cold. After 12 years, who puts a bus out here? Who increases a reward? Who puts a detective on full time for the third time? This never really happened. I mean, all these things that are happening, we understand the system. We understand what they have to do. However, we have done things for not only the department, not only for this community, for this state and for this country. We changed the way people are found when they go missing. And I don't think that we're sitting on the sidelines for 12 years saying, okay, we're twiddling our thumbs, we can't do anything. Are you kidding me? We have had our lives threatened. We have been attempted extortion several times. We have been tempted luring to international companies. We have been asked to lie. I have been on death row mic'd up to try and get information. There is nothing that we have not tried to do to help the situation. I encourage you to go to the authorities, to go to police, and have them write down every single piece of anything that they did for Jennifer for 12 years. You'll be amazed. It's incredible what they have done. It's incredible. Proof again. It's a cold case. We don't have anything. We can stand at Jennifer's front door to this day, and they cannot tell us one inch, up, down, left, or right. It's okay, Orlando. It's okay. We understand how hard it is. We understand people make mistakes. I've made mistakes. We're all human. But it's time to get every resource available. And we feel that we have the right to. And honestly, by law, we do have the right. Public records are exactly that. Public records. And when we request them, and we get page after page after page of total redaction, that is an insult to this family. A total insult to this family. And it has to change. And we're trying to do it nicely. But it's going to cost a lot of money and a lot of time, and we still may not end up with it. We could win in court and still may not end up to be able to see what we need to see. And all we're saying is, we're not here to bring you down. We're here to see if we can possibly help, because it has been obvious. And I want to answer the question. Chief said a couple hundred or 100 leads.
Stupid.
We're over 4,500 leads. I thought it was 15, but the assistant chief clarified it last week. And Zudo, over 4,500 leads. We can go down the whole path. We really can go down everything. And we're probably going to have to go down everything just to prove our point. But
Director, correct something the chief said. Teresa Sprague has been on this case for quite some time. You've been working with her for a long time.
She's been on the case for almost 5 years. She has been told to us that she will go.
So this is not new eyes.
It's not new eyes, no.
Do you feel like it's a publicity thing that that's why they're doing it? Because all our cameras are here, or
we have to have something to mark Jennifer's 12 years. We have to do that. We can't buy this. We can't buy this. So we have to go with that. That's the way people come home. The American public are the people who solve cases. And that's what's happening right now. They're waiting for the public to bring something in and say, here you go. It's all here. And they'll go out and do what they need to do from that point. And that's another point. Orlando Police Department, if we give them a lead, phenomenal. Phenomenal. We've had them on South Florida Keys in 15 minutes after telling them what's going on. Phenomenal. True and realistically, they don't have an ounce of blood of investigative power in their system. They don't. They can't generate a lead. Now, why can a podcast, why can a fifth grade teacher have people come out of the walls to say, well, I think I know something. But yet, the people who we count on, who we, in our time of need, said, we don't know what to do. Well, we figured out what to do. We wrote the law. They didn't have policies and procedures. Well, the Jennifer Kessie Tiffany Sessions Missing Persons Act in 2008 made them procedures. We passed three other laws to help because it has to, we have to have something to help these people. But it's to the point where they know it. If you went up to the chief as kids, you went up to anyone. Said, you know, it's 12 years. Would you be doing this? Absolutely.
Are you going to sue them?
Absolutely. Well, we have to file suit to get the information. That's what we want, the information. We're not interested in what they're doing right now. We simply want the information. And we don't want part of the information. We have to have all the information because we know if we get all the information, it's still incomplete, period. I mean, we know our first two detectives did not write anything down. After they retired, they were called back in to write a report because they didn't use a computer.
Joe.
We know it. We know. We're not going to hold these things against them. We can't bring that back. But we have to move forward. And when we sit in a meeting 5 years ago, and all the powers to be look at Joyce and I in the eyes and say, got a problem. You're smarter than we are. Then we do have a problem. So let's see if we can do something. I'm not going to go out in town and run all about and tell what we're doing. No, that's why it's called private investigator. So give us a chance. Cooperate with us. We have done everything. We've lost our careers over this. We've lost everything we have except our home. So give us an opportunity. It's 12 years. It's not 2 years. It's not 2 months. 12 years. I don't have 12 years left, folks. I don't have 12 years left. And I don't want him to have to pick up where I left off. She's our flesh and blood. We are ultimately responsible for bringing Jennifer Kessie home, and we will do whatever needed and whatever's possible to do that until I expire. And that's all there is to it. And they know it. They know it. And they know what they're up against. But, you know, we're also up against the Orange County court system. We know what happens when people walk into the Orange County court system. So we know we have truth on our side. We know what's behind us. It's just a shame at this point. They just couldn't cooperate with us, and we're sorry.
So you want them to make this
a document? You know, words mean anything. You know?
They just want the documents.
We want the documents. Yeah. Give us eyes on. Let my people come in. I'm not going in to investigate. I've never investigated a day on this case. Let our people go in. We're professionals. They can come out and say, "You want to know something, Drew? They're on the ball. Hey, nothing here. Fine. Give us the opportunity." That's all we ask for, and I think we deserve it.
What is your hope? I mean, they put this banner on a bus. What is your hope, I mean, at all, with this new investigation? Is your goal or hope they will find something? I mean,
well, we only need one call. I haven't been able to touch that person yet. My wife hasn't. My son hasn't. We haven't been able to touch that person yet. Maybe after 12 years... someone finally sees this and says, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Look at these people. I have to say something. That's all we've ever hoped for. And that's what's happened in the past. I mean, we just, you know, Tara Grinstead up in Georgia, they tried to put Jennifer's case to her. from the Catch Me Killer, the guy who said he killed 16, 17. Well, podcast started for her within 2 weeks. You know who killed Tara Grinstead? An 18-year-old student of hers that got away with it for 10 years. So we're out here. We can do this. And the public can help us do it. And they've been there. Gosh, please don't ever go away. They've been there for us, and we can't do it without you because you are the kid. You are going to solve this case. But again, if you call the lead in, call it back in. We know for a fact that Crime Line has not taken leads. We know for a fact that Crime Line would never take a lead from a psychic on the other side of the phone, which is absurd. And in the early years, up to about 5 years ago, on weekends, Crime Line outsourced to a Canadian company. So people were calling and they didn't even know, and they were being hung up on it. We need to take every lead, even if they said Santa Claus took her. Santa Claus took her and send it over to OPD. Your job is to take down the information and give it to police, not to be the detective yourself. And that is what's happening over the Crime Line. It truly needs to be looked at. It's a shame. It's been happening since day one, so 12 years. But it works for a lot of people. Crime Line truly does work.
What is your ultimate hope? She's been gone. She's been missing for 12 years now. What's your ultimate hope?
I want to find my daughter for the good or bad. That's all I'm hoping for. The who's, the why's, the what's. You know, that's for those people to take care of. Right now, after 12 years, our family simply wants to know what happened to Jennifer. Is she with us or isn't she with us for sure? We'll go away. I promise you, we'll go away. We simply want our, and we think it's possible.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
We appreciate it.
I just had one follow-up.
Obviously, after listening to the comments from Jennifer's family, they're frustrated. And how could they not be? 12 years. Try to think about what you were doing 12 years ago. It's a long time. 12 years, and the police investigation has apparently made no progress. So, a press conference talking about starting the investigation from day one, or putting a detective on full time, well, it just seems a little late, doesn't it? To top it all off, as if Jennifer's tragedy wasn't enough, the Kessie's car was broken into while the press conference was going on, with several Orlando police officers and the chief of police himself standing just a couple hundred feet away. A purse, a phone, and money were taken, and really, it's just a testament to the area that Jennifer's car was abandoned. And you want something to make you even more mad? The sheriff's office never even responded to the Kessie's report of the car being broken into. So, after waiting hours, they just gave up and left. Something else that may be worth mentioning is that an Orlando-based reporter noted that a man came up to Drew Kessie after the press conference saying that he had seen the suspect in Jennifer's car that night. Now, we don't know anything more than that, and we probably won't, but we can hope that it's useful information that the investigators on this case can get to the bottom of. Anyways, I mentioned earlier that there's a petition to the Orlando Police Department to make Jennifer's case cold, to allow the family's own investigator access to the files. We encourage you to sign that. It can be found on change.org, and we're posting links on all of our social media accounts. It takes just a few seconds, and at the very least shows just how many people are behind the Kessie's search for answers. Be aware that change.org tries to ask for donations, but that doesn't have anything to do with Jennifer. Just signing your name is all that's needed. It's been shared by a lot of the local media, as well as some national. For example, Greta Van Susteren shared it to her Facebook followers. And last time I checked, over 10,000 people had already signed. I know many of you listening are part of that, but if you haven't, take those 10 seconds and do so. And that's all for now. We'll see you next time.